Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
There was frost on my windshield this morning.
Yeah, there was frost on my back porch.
I'm going to have to start parking my car in the garage if this keeps up.
I don't know why you're not already.
Because the garage is full of junk.
Wow, that's such a dad answer. That is the most dad answer I've ever heard. That's literally, yeah.
There's no room for my car. I got to go in there and clean the thing out if I want to put a car inside. And I guess conceivably, you could put two cars in my garage, but you'd really have to clean out the garage. Like, you'd have to take it. I'd be going to the dump for weeks just trying to get all the junk out of there.
Bryce and I both park in the garage, but it is a tight fit. But see, we don't have all the yard tools that we need yet. We're still accumulating everything, so we are very quickly running out of room. The addition of the snowblower, that kind of sent us over the edge.
That takes up a lot of
space. That thing is huge.
For sure. Today, mid to upper 50s. Little bit of sun, little bit of clouds. It's going to be warmer tomorrow, too. High right around 60. Then some.
I was going to say some rain, though.
Yeah, some rain moving in tomorrow. And then back to reality. It'll be back in the mid-40s for the Browns game on Sunday.
Get a nice little reprieve.
Sabrina Carpenter just announced she hit the platinum mark. Her album, Man's Best Friend, hit platinum. That means a million copies sold.
Let's go, Sabrina.
It's good to be Sabrina right now. Q104. So what is the weekend plans then for you, Alyssa? Is it to put up Christmas decorations this weekend?
Yes. Yep, that is the plan. To get outside, take advantage of this nice weather.
So Alyssa went over to her grandparents' house and got a bunch of decorations that you brought home.
Mm-hmm.
So those are going up this weekend?
Yep, those are going up. I've got to put like the string light clips on the roof. That's going to be the biggest challenge because I've never done that. But we got like the old fashioned, like big bulb lights to put around the house and like line the roof.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be crawling up there this weekend.
Honestly, yeah. When you mentioned that with the weather being so nice, warmer tomorrow, that's when I should put up my lights. I should put them up tomorrow.
Yeah. I don't know that we'll turn them on yet, but I want to at least get them up. That way my hands aren't freezing when I go to do it in like 3 weeks.
I won't turn them on yet. No.
No, I don't think I'm there yet.
I think I'm still more of a turn them on after Thanksgiving kind of guy.
Same. I don't mind preparing in advance. I don't mind getting everything ready to be just turned on and just have it be a flip of a switch. But I have a lot of lights on already on my street, and I'm like, I don't know about that. I'm not there yet.
Last night I was walking with Myrtle, my dog Myrtle. We're going through the neighborhood. I know you don't. You have cats, so you don't do this. And I don't know if anybody else does this. But when I walk through my neighborhood, you know, the different streets, and I kind of have like, I do side eye into people's homes.
Oh, okay.
You know, they have the big picture windows.
Yeah, totally not creepy.
It's not like I stare into their homes, but I just kind of like.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Out of the corner of my eye.
You can't really help it.
I want to look to see what's going on in there, see what TV show they're watching if I see a big screen TV.
Oh, yeah.
And I've seen a couple of homes with, I've seen a tree up. Now, I don't see lights on, but I do see the tree up.
I haven't seen any trees yet. I have not been looking. But now you might have inspired me to keep an eye out on my way home.
And then one of my other neighbors, they still have two skeletons sitting on their front porch, like in recliners. Not recliners. What am I talking about?
Lawn chairs.
Yeah, like lawn chairs, the rock back, like rockers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Do you think they're waiting to dress them up like I'm waiting to dress up my skelly man?
I honestly don't. I just think it's, we haven't taken down our Halloween decorations yet. I think that's what's happening at that house.
All right. Could be that too.
This morning, for the final time, at least for us, we have that Maroon 5 montage.
Is this still the same one from yet? Did anybody get it with Kelly yesterday?
I don't think so.
No. This one really has people stumped. We've been playing it since Monday.
So your last chance with us to get qualified to win Maroon 5 tickets and their entire catalog on vinyl coming up less than an hour from right now, right around 7:04 this morning. Good vibes on the way. Red Flag Friday, it's all coming up. The Q Morning Show. Grammy-nominated Chapel Roan, The Q Morning Show. This weekend on Q104 is one of our ticket takeover weekends.
Ooh, what's up for grabs this weekend?
I believe all this starts at 3 o'clock this afternoon with Kelly. We will have advanced screening passes to Wicked for Good.
Ooh, oh, that's right. It comes out a week from today.
Yes.
So, okay.
I don't know when the advanced screening is. It's not listed here. It might be a secret thing, like a secret location. I don't know, but you could see that movie before anybody else. So that's all this weekend on Q104. Listen for those Q keywords. And then, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say another trailer dropped this morning.
Oh, it did?
For another movie that will be open before the end of the year.
Oh, what's that?
Here's the trailer. I think you can figure it out.
Long ago, one sailor fell under a wicked curse. The only way to lift this curse is to find the world's most innocent soul.
I'm ready.
Yeah! My guy!
SpongeBob!
Dude, I still love SpongeBob. Unironically, I still think it is a very good show, and it still makes me laugh out loud.
And I still haven't seen one episode.
We'll change that one day.
Is that crazy to you?
That is insane to me. I don't think you're going to like it, but I still just can't believe you've never seen it.
I know who he is. I've seen like clips here and there.
Also, you have two boys. How have you never seen this?
And they don't seem to care. Maybe they'll be into SpongeBob, The Search for SquarePants. It opens December 19th.
Ah, the best Christmas gift.
And maybe that's something you're looking forward to. Maybe it's a good vibe for you. 216-474-0104. What's a good vibe going into the weekend? Let us know. Good vibes coming up at 6:55 this morning. Carly in Cleveland, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to share some good news. We're celebrating all month over here. So my husband just got out of the military after 9 years. And let's see, yesterday was his birthday. Sunday is my birthday. We just moved back to Ohio, which is where we were born and raised. And we're celebrating our 9-year anniversary at the end of the month. So our 9-year anniversary. So we're celebrating all types of stuff.
So much good stuff going on in your world. I love it.
Yes.
Where were you living, Carly? And I'm assuming that's because your husband was stationed somewhere?
Yes, we were living in Virginia Beach.
Ooh, okay.
How long were you there?
5 years.
Did you enjoy it there?
Yeah, it was nice.
But, oh, I can hear that in your voice, though. It sounds like you're happy to be home, though.
Yeah, you missed home.
Yeah, I'm a little biased. I'm a little biased. There's not very many Cleveland sports fans out there. So I'm naturally a diehard Cleveland sports fan, and we're happy to be home. We're just getting a little adjusted to the cold.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you.
As somebody who came back last year and experienced my first winter in like almost a decade, you got this.
Thank you. Yeah, it kind of smacked me in the face this morning. It was a little cold, but we're getting well adjusted.
And Carly, please congratulate your husband for us and thank him for his service.
Absolutely. Thank you. You guys take care. I love listening to you.
Dua Lipa, it's Q104. The Joe Bros were in town the other night at Rocket Arena.
I know. I saw a whole bunch of Instagram videos of people there.
Everybody seemed to have a nice time?
Oh, yeah. Everybody seemed stoked.
That's good.
The place was packed.
And then the Jonas Brothers went to New York. They were on Fallon last night.
Oh, is that right?
The Tonight Show.
Busy guys.
They played one of Jimmy's song games, his lyric games. They played one of those.
Oh, yeah.
And so I have it right here. I haven't even listened to it yet. Jonas Brothers bust out Ironic from Alanis Morissette. So here it is.
It's like rain on your wedding day. It's a free ride that you've already paid.
It's the good advice that you just didn't take.
And who would have thought it figured?
See, it would help to understand the point of that game. So I thought it would be the Jonas Brothers singing this. Were they using voices there?
Yes. Like, I've seen this game before where, like, they'll take a song and they put it in a different genre.
Okay.
I think Ariana Grande did that with, like, a Britney Spears song a couple years ago when she was on Fallon. I've seen, like, I think Christina Aguilera do it, too. I don't know what that was, though. I don't know if that was supposed to be, like, musical theater or Muppets. Yeah, like, I'm not sure.
Because one of them did sound like Elmo.
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely did. Okay, yeah. I was trying to figure out. I'm like, it's definitely a character. I don't know if it's Muppets or Sesame Street, but nail on the head there.
I was thinking I could have done that. I could have sang it that well.
It's like rain on your wedding day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Kaylee in Lakewood joining us right now. Kaylee, good morning.
Good morning.
Kaylee, are you in a relationship?
Yes.
And if you didn't notice this red flag, would you be happy in your relationship right now?
I think so, yeah.
All right, so you like this guy, but tell us about the red flag.
All right, so I've been seeing this guy for a while now. We just became official last month. He asked me to be his girlfriend, and so I was, like, joking around and said, you know, it's probably time we got off the apps, because we met on Hinge.
Mm.
So I could see, like, his profile was still up, but mine was also up. That's how I could see him, so No big deal. I deleted mine. I assumed he had deleted his also.
Oh, boy. I know where this is going.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't know where this is going. Where's this going?
Well,
can you tell Bill has never been on the apps? What happened?
Okay, so last week, my best friend sent me a screenshot of my boyfriend on Hinge.
Mm.
Same pic, same bio, same everything. So I confronted him. I showed him the screenshot, and I was like, hey, I thought we were deleting our profiles. And now he's saying he did delete his profile, and the one that's still up is someone pretending to be him. Like,
wait, he's claiming that somebody is impersonating him on Hinge?
Yeah. Like catfish.
Interesting.
That has to be a complete lie,
like,
right?
Like, is your boyfriend a model? Like, I don't understand.
No, he's pretty normal looking. I mean, I think he's hot, but like,
So he's lying to you.
Oh, like you just straight up, like you don't even think there's a chance that somebody's impersonating him.
No. What are the odds of that?
They're slim. They are slim.
All right. I'm clearly confused and I don't understand how that could even happen. So let's take a quick break here. We'll come back with Kaylee next. Red Flag Friday, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104 Red Flag Friday. We're talking to Kaylee, who has been dating this guy. They met on Hinge and she just realized recently that her boyfriend is still on Hinge, and she showed him the evidence, said, hey, why are you still on Hinge? Here's your profile. And her boyfriend told her, that's not me. I deleted my profile. Someone must be impersonating me, which I think sounds ridiculous.
That does sound crazy. Okay, Kaylee, I do have one more question, though. As somebody who was on the apps, did he actually delete his profile? Or did he just delete the app off of his phone? Because that won't delete his profile if he just deleted the app. Did you check?
Yeah, I did.
And he said that he went in and like deactivated in the settings on Hinge?
Yeah, that's what he said. Like he deleted the profile.
Yeah, I don't know then.
Is there a way to verify that?
Unless you go through his phone, I don't know.
I think that when you presented his Hinge profile to him, he had no excuse prepared, and he's like, someone's impersonating me.
Fake news!
I think it sounds ridiculous. 216-474-0104. Do you agree? Is this a red flag, or is this something that can actually happen?
I'm not saying it's impossible, but I just don't find it probable.
Red Flag Friday continues next. Q104. Back to 2002 with this morning's 7:30 banger, Dirty Vegas. Days go by.
I always just think of Dance Dance Revolution anytime I hear that song. It was like the hardest one to do.
That's what it makes you think of, that
every
song?
Every time, without fail.
We are the Q Morning Show on Q104. We're in the middle of Red Flag Friday. I'm kind of like an old man standing at self-checkout right now at the grocery store trying to understand what is going on with Red Flag Friday. So can you please explain, Alyssa, what is happening with Red Flag Friday? And then we're going to bring in Natalie, who Natalie's on Hinge. You're on Hinge, right, Natalie?
Yes, unfortunately.
Okay, hang on. Alyssa's going to reset this for us, and then we'll discuss.
All right, so Kaylee, her and her new boyfriend, they just went official recently. She was like, we should get off the apps. That's where they met. They met on Hinge, and totally normal, shutting down the profiles. Well, it turns out, after she deleted hers, her boyfriend seems to have not deleted his, or so she thought. Her best friend saw his profile. He's claiming it's not him. He says it's a catfish, it's somebody impersonating him, but it's his pictures, it's his info. And she's like, I don't know, like, do I buy it? Like, is that a red flag?
It sounds to me like it's a guy who was caught and he's panicking, trying to come up with some sort of an excuse. Natalie, what did it sound like to you?
It absolutely sounded like he was panicking and came up with an excuse. And I say this because I was seeing someone off the app and we weren't like exclusive officials. But we had that conversation of, like, we weren't talking or using the app anymore until I was on my app because I was basically trying to figure out how to deactivate mine. And I went to my matches and I saw little thumbnail pictures, which you see in your matches. And this guy's thumbnail picture had changed, which means he updated his pictures.
Oh.
So I was like, well, why would you update your pictures if you weren't talking to anybody else? So it sounds very reminiscent of like something that I've been through. So men don't like when they're called out on stuff. And he was clearly called out on that by me. So I think she needs to call him out on that and not believe what he's telling her, because that sounds like a bunch of BS.
Wow. Yeah, that's a way to catch somebody red-handed.
So what do you think? What's our advice for Kaylee? I'm saying move on today. Like, if you've got a date scheduled for this weekend with this guy, I would say cancel it.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Because I just don't buy that guy's excuse.
I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. I think there's maybe a 10% chance, maybe less, that he's telling the truth. I would have loved to have heard his tone. Like, when he said, like, it's not me. Like, was he panicking? Or was he like, oh my God, like, what is that? Like, who is that? That's not me. Like, but if that's not the reaction, yeah, I think he's got to go.
Thank you, Kaylee. Keep us posted on what you decide to do. 216-474-0104. Anything further? Send us a text.
And let this be a PSA. Don't just delete the app. Remember to deactivate. Very, very important.
The Q Morning Show. Karen in Akron. We can't let an entire week go by without giving Alyssa a loss in this game. Are you okay?
I'm okay.
All right. Sounds like you have a little bit of a cough.
Yeah, I do. You know, that season.
It really is. All right, so I have these five questions for you. If you answer more of them correctly than Alyssa, you will win the game. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready, Karen?
I am ready.
Do you need a lozenge, or are you set to go?
I'm set to go.
Question one, what is the capital of California?
San Francisco.
Question two, Cleveland has Monsters Hockey, but it's not NHL. What city in Ohio does have an NHL team?
Cincinnati.
Question three, what's the name of the movie where Jim Carrey plays lawyer Fletcher Reed, who is known to have bent the truth a little?
I'm not sure. I can't think of it.
Question four, this British pop star was the first male to be featured on the cover of Vogue magazine back in 2020.
British. That's an epic fail, too.
Let's move on to the final question then, Karen. In 2006, the soundtrack from this Disney Channel series was number one on the Billboard charts.
Disney Channel series, number one on the Billboard chart.
Yeah.
From a movie. Famous Disney back then would be, let's go, oh God, Moana.
Moana is your answer. All right.
Yes.
Karen, I've got some good news and bad news.
Okay.
The bad news is that you didn't get any of those questions right.
Oh, great. Okay.
The good news is that we're going to find out the answers to all these questions when Alyssa returns to the studio next on the Q Morning Show. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Alyssa's back in the studio. It's Karen and Akron playing the game today. Alyssa?
Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Alyssa.
Thanks for coming back in, Alyssa, because we need the answers to these questions.
Oh, yeah. Do you have any of them?
No.
That is an epic fail. Good luck. I mean, you got this with the breeze.
All right, let's go.
Question number one. What is the capital of California?
Sacramento?
I was close. I had the S.
So close, Karen.
So close.
Question two. Cleveland has Monsters Hockey, but it's not NHL. What city in Ohio does have an NHL team?
That would be Columbus.
The Blue Jackets.
Mm-hmm.
Question three. What's the name of the movie where Jim Carrey plays lawyer Fletcher Reed, who is known to have bent the truth a little?
Liar, Liar.
And I knew that. I just couldn't think of the name.
Classic.
I knew it. I just couldn't think of the name of the movie.
It's the worst.
Question four. This British pop star was the first male to be featured on the cover of Vogue magazine in 2020.
Harry Styles?
Final question. In 2006, the soundtrack from this Disney Channel series was number one on the Billboard charts.
I'm going to say Hannah Montana. Yeah!
Hannah Montana.
Wow. You get the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
I mean.
Good job, Alyssa. Good job.
Thank you. Good effort, Karen.
Thank you.
Good effort. Part one and part two couldn't have gone any differently.
Polar opposites. That's all right.
Karen, you were a lot of fun. Thank you so much. Try again someday. I guarantee you'll do better the second time around.
Yeah, I can only go up from here.
All right. Thank you. My name is Karen, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Free Plug Friday, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Let's start this morning in Willoughby Hills and talk to Becky. Becky, good morning.
Good morning.
Free Plug Friday. What are you plugging?
I'm plugging the fact that my family built the last Frank Lloyd Wright house in Willoughby Hills. It's called the River Rock. And we also have a documentary of the whole build because it's a pretty famous architect. So
your family built that building?
Yes.
And there's a documentary on it?
Yes. And you can stay there overnight as well. We have two Frank Lloyd Wright houses in Willoughby Hills.
Wait, okay, so how old are these houses?
Well, one was built in the 50s, and one was designed in 1959. It was the last drawings he ever did before he passed away.
Oh, wow.
His drawing board. He was 90. When we bought the house in Willoughby Hills, it came with those plans, so that was our five-year plan.
Wow, that's so cool.
And you can watch the documentary on HBO Max or on Magnolia. It's called The Last Right.
All right, we'll have to check it out.
Oh, my God. Go to the website. It's wonderful. We got great pictures. It's beautiful.
All right. Thank you very much, Becky. Serena is your neighbor in Willowick. Serena, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you want to plug this morning?
My small business is called The Traveling Technician in Willowick, Ohio. I service 15 towns, and I bring pet care into people's homes, all routine care like nail trims, ear cleanings, gland expression, pet sitting. I've been a registered vet tech for about 16 years. And
oh,
I've had my business since 2016.
So you go to people's homes?
Yep.
Oh, that's so cool.
Serena, what is your trick to cutting a dog's nails? Because I've always found that to be incredibly difficult.
Consistency, doing it very frequently until they get used to it. Sometimes you even need some meds to make it not so stressful for them. But we can always do it in your house, and I can show you all the tips and tricks about how to do it safely as well.
All right. I thought you were going to say peanut butter.
Oh,
that's right.
I mean, that always is a bonus. That happens a lot.
Serena, one more time. Is there a website?
TheTravelingTechnician.com.
Thank you, Serena. All right. Over to Deontay in Mayfield. Deontay, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you want to plug this morning?
I wanted to plug my wife's mental health business that she started all on her own.
Oh, what's it called?
A Clear Mind Therapy with a capital C-L-E.
Oh, I like that. The Cleveland reference.
Yeah, exactly. She came up with it. She's been in the field for about 10 years now and said she wanted to start her own and help people around our community.
Oh, that's awesome.
I would imagine she's going to be very, very busy.
She currently is, yes. We had our grand opening November 1st, and she is pretty busy, yes.
Oh, yeah, those books are going to be slammed, especially through the holidays. I feel like this is just like the most stressful time.
Yes, agreed with that. I see it, and I applaud her for what she is able to do.
All right, one more time. How do we get in touch with your wife, Deontay?
You can either call us at 440-769-1032, or you can go to aclearmindtherapy.com.
Deontay, thank you for listening to us, and wish your wife good luck for us as well, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. Also, just to let you know, like, for instance, if you're listening to Free Plug Friday and you're in the car right now and you're like, oh, I didn't hear what that was. I need to go back. We podcast our show on a daily basis. The entire show available on podcast on demand. It's called the Q Morning Show on demand. So you can always go back and get the thing that you missed.
Find that on any of the places where you find your podcasts.
Free Plug Friday, every Friday on the Q Morning Show. She could be 2025's best new artist, Olivia Dean, Man I Need. The Q Morning Show, it's Q104. Alyssa, what are they doing at Target that is giving you cringe vibes?
It's so cringy. Honestly, it's like kind of horror movie-esque to me.
Horror movie?
Yes, it's this new employee policy that Target is implementing. They're calling it the 10-4 policy. And what it is if customers get within 10 feet of an employee within the store, that employee has to smile, make eye contact, wave, and use, quote, friendly, approachable, and welcoming body language. Come here.
Okay.
Come here, my children.
Okay, you're right.
That's what it gives me. And then, if you get within 4 feet of an employee, they must personally greet the guest, smile, and initiate a, quote, warm, helpful interaction.
Wait a minute. So there's different interactions for the amount of feet?
Yes.
For 10 feet and for 4 feet?
I thought that we were done with, like, paying attention to how close we were to other people when social distancing ended, but apparently Target employees still have to be aware of this.
What if you're not good at judging space?
Right?
Like, it's like, wait a minute, is that 12 feet or is that 10? Am I supposed to do anything right now?
You walk into Target in an aisle and you see an employee and they're just having, like, a mental debate. Like, oh my God, is that 10 feet? Is it 15 feet? Do I do anything? What do I do? That would be me if I worked at Target.
Okay, slow it down for me a little bit. So 10 feet, I'm a Target employee. You walk in front of me. What do I need to do 10 feet away?
You need to smile at the customer.
Okay, that's not bad. I mean, that's basic customer service, right?
Sure.
Okay.
You need to make eye contact, lock eyes.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's getting a little intimate now. You need to wave.
Wave is strange. I don't like wave.
I'm doing all of this right now in studio. You can't see me, but
yeah.
This is why it's creepy. Like, it's giving weird. And then use friendly, approachable, welcoming body language. Whatever, fine.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, I don't either.
Show me welcoming body language.
Aren't those, like, all employees that you're supposed to be friendly, approachable, and welcoming? Isn't that any employee anywhere?
I can understand why. So Target employees, are they having some difficulty with this? Is that what the story's about?
I mean, this is just now starting. This is a new policy that it sounds like. I think they just implemented it either, like, last weekend, maybe late last week. So it's new. I don't know how employees feel about it yet, but I would love to hear if anybody works at Target and you have thoughts on this.
Yes.
We would even keep you. We'll keep you anonymous. We'll change your name.
216-474-0104. Or even if you can imagine if your workplace instituted rules like that, how would you respond to that if they came in one day and said, you now have to do this? You know, maybe if you work in retail, you could comment on this.
It's giving, like, any woman out there listening knows the feeling that you get when someone says, you really should smile more.
Yeah.
And that's the vibe that this new policy gives me.
And how about this? Just the unreasonable request that you received from your company and you had to, whatever policy
and
it was.
And you had to abide.
You had to go along with it. 216-474-0104. You've got the Q Morning Show. Friday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Morning. Thanks for being here. It's Q104. So we're talking about this Target policy that Alyssa has enlightened me about. What is that policy again at Target?
The 10-4 policy. If you get within 10 feet of an employee, they have to smile, wave, make eye contact. If you get within 4 feet, they have to personally greet you.
And I don't know, this is a brand new policy, you're saying?
That's what I'm reading on USA Today.
Okay.
So this is new, but we did get a text from somebody that it seems like they worked there previously. They said this was always a policy.
You have to be overly happy. You have to be overly happy and people hate it. Customers hate it, according to this text.
I'm going to be honest. I don't like it. I'm not a fan. I want to be left alone when I'm in a store.
So I think we have customer perspectives of the Target policy, or basically overly friendly customer service in general.
Yeah, not even just Target.
Glenn in Parma, good morning. Glenn. All right, Glenn should be able to hear us. Every button is pushed correctly. Glenn?
Uh-oh.
All right, I don't know what's going on.
Glenn.
Let's check with Kristen in Painesville. Kristen, good morning.
Good morning.
What were your thoughts on the Target policy when you heard us talking about that?
So, personally, I don't mind. It wouldn't bother me. But my husband and I, we went to Best Buy to buy a laptop, and he's a very big techie. He compared Best Buy to Micro Center. He did his research. So we went one night fully intending to buy a laptop, like a fancy laptop, and we walked in, we went over the computers, and somebody from the store, like an employee, came and greeted us, and she didn't say much. She was just friendly, said, hey, if you need any help, let me know. And then she kind of stood by within, like, a 3 to 5 foot range, just standing and waiting. And my husband felt so uncomfortable after about 5 minutes. He's like, we need to go. And then when we got to the car, he explained that he just felt so uncomfortable because he felt like she was hovering and being pushy. Yeah. And he didn't end up getting the computer. And I thought it was kind of crazy. I'm like, really? She was just standing there being polite if you needed any help or questions. So we have very different views on it. He does not like it, and I don't mind.
She's like standing behind your husband, massaging his shoulders, like
breathing down his neck.
State-of-the-art laptop. I know that.
Well,
I know
she was actually on her phone texting, which was kind of off-putting because she was waiting. But he's like, well, I knew more than her anyway, but I just felt really uncomfortable because I felt like I was being rushed.
Oh,
so
see,
it was awkward.
Her being
for
on
all
her phone, I feel like would have made me feel better because I would have been like, okay, she's not waiting for me to approach her and ask a question. Like, I almost prefer for employees to act like I don't exist.
Like, I bet she was texting your husband.
Oh, Bill.
Hey, maybe. We would have maybe been there longer, but I thought the texting was rude. I don't know. I'm old school. I think if you're at work, you shouldn't be doing that, but I guess he would have preferred that too.
You're 100% right. There's a happy medium in there somewhere. I don't know where it is, but yeah, you don't want to feel uncomfortable when you're trying to make a large purchase.
No.
The Q Morning Show. All right, we found Glenn. If anyone was concerned about Glenn, we found him.
He's all right.
Glenn, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so Glenn is calling from a customer perspective here about the 10-4 rule that we're talking about at Target. One more time, what's the 10-4 rule, Alyssa?
If you're within 10 feet of an employee, they have to smile, wave, make eye contact. Within 4 feet, they got to stop what they're doing and like approach you and personally greet you.
And what's your reaction to that, Glenn?
Sometimes I've been in Target and employees there's two notorious places they hang out by the dressing rooms and by the electronics, and they're all standing around talking to each other. That's a problem for me when I'm in there. Not that I want them to hound me, but I'd like them to be available. And secondly, the body language thing is, you know, no crossed arms, no hands on hips. That's a very off-putting kind of body language. So the body language is to be open and welcoming to customers and be ready to help them. But I agree with the previous caller. I don't want someone standing right by me watching me the whole time either. So it's hard to find that balance, but I'd rather them be attentive than be busy in their own conversations when they're supposed to be working.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but Target employees, aren't a lot of them on the younger side? Like,
yeah,
there's a lot of high school kids, college kids, and they're awkward at that age.
Yeah, it's so funny though, Glenn, that you mention the two areas that they hang out. Dressing rooms, I haven't noticed, but right when you said electronics, I was like, he's got to say electronics. That they're always back there.
Yeah, I would not do well. Have you ever worked retail, Alyssa?
My first job ever, I worked at Journeys for 3 weeks. Didn't last very long.
What was so bad about it?
I'm not good at this. This,
right.
being like, in customer service, I'm not good at it.
I wasn't good at it either.
No.
I did try out retail for like a month. I totally forgot about this.
Where'd you work?
When I was in college, I had a girlfriend that worked at Aurora Farms Factory Outlets.
Uh-huh.
I think it was the Van Heusen store, which I don't think is there anymore.
I don't even know what brand that is. Like, what kind of clothing is that?
Men's dressed clothes.
Okay.
I believe.
Huh.
And she brought me up there during the holidays for holiday help, like when they were slammed.
Oh.
And I was terrible at it. I didn't like talking to people when they walked into the store. Like, I was supposed to approach them and ask if there's anything that I can help them with. And I didn't do very well with that. I do remember this, that some guy came up to the, I was running the cash register. Some guy came up to the register and he wanted to buy these two dress shirts. He wanted to buy one and get the other one free. And I was like, that's not a sale that we have going on right now.
Oh, he just made that up. Like, that was a sale that he wanted to exist.
No, it was a sale that had happened, like, 3 weeks prior.
Oh.
And he's like, I want this deal. And I'm
like, a little late, man.
We're not offering that deal. And we went back and forth. He got so mad at me, he threw the dress shirts at me.
No.
Hit me in the face and the chest. And walked out of the store. And my manager's like, you should have just given him the deal.
What?
Like, the buy one, get one free. And I'm like, I'm
trying to do my job. Like,
I'm holiday help. I didn't know I was allowed to give this guy a deal that we weren't currently offering.
What in the world?
Like, I know it's going to get crazy here for the retail
people.
Yeah,
best of luck to all of our retail friends out there this holiday season.
All right, coming up after 9 this morning, a chance to win Train, Bare Naked Ladies, and Matt Nathan's tickets for a show at Blossom this summer. So that is on the way after 9. Also, listen, we have to do this right now. Right now. If you want to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge, we're going to play one more time before we get into the weekend. Alyssa has not lost once this week. We have tickets for the Christmas Connection at the IX Center and a chance to win a $300 gift card to Corleone's Restaurant.
One more chance to get qualified to win.
216-474-0104. Caller 14. We're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge in less than 10 minutes. Ashley in Cleveland is here to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning.
I can't believe we're going to let an entire week go by without giving Alyssa a loss. You're not going to let that happen, are you, Ashley?
I'm going to try.
All right. All you have to do is get more questions correct than her. Then you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it's a tie, then Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Here are today's questions, Ashley. Number one, it's the only U.S. state named after an American person.
Washington.
Question two, what is the main flavor of the pop Sunkist?
Orange.
Question three, the name of the 1985 film where a group of students had Saturday detention.
Oh, why can't I think of this? Is that on the tip of my tongue? I don't know.
No guess?
No.
Question four. In 2014, Mark Ronson teamed up with this artist for the song Uptown Funk.
Rumors.
Final question. In 2017, she published a best-selling memoir entitled Becoming.
In 2017?
Mm-hmm. Any guess?
Oh, man. No.
It's all right, Ashley. You did well. You got 3 out of 5 today. How many will Alyssa get correct? Find out next. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Hey, we're back on Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Alyssa is back in the studio to play Ashley in Cleveland.
Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
I think Ashley did pretty well. She went 3 for 5.
Okay, not bad.
So, Alyssa, you need 3 to tie her and avoid the loss. Any more than that, you will outright win the game. Question 1. It's the only U.S. state named after an American person.
I don't know.
Gonna need an answer in...
Pennsylvania. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Jake, Pennsylvania.
Is that a person?
No.
I'm sure someone out there is named Jake Pennsylvania.
Looking for Washington.
Oh, pff. Yep. Yeah. That makes sense.
Question 2. What is the main flavor of the pop Sunkist?
Orange.
Question 3. The name of the 1985 film where a group of students had Saturday detention.
The Breakfast Club.
Oh, my God.
She got that one. All right. Question 4. In 2014, Mark Ronson teamed up with this artist for the song Uptown Funk.
Bruno Mars.
Oh, man. So she gets the tie. Final question. In 2017, she published a best-selling memoir entitled Becoming.
I have no idea. I'm going to say Pam Anderson.
Couldn't be more wrong. That was Michelle Obama.
Oh, my goodness.
So we will end up in a tie today. Ashley and Alyssa tie at 3.
Good game, Ashley.
Good game, Alyssa.
Ashley, have a great weekend. We do have some great prizes for you, okay?
Okay, thank you. You guys too. My name is Ashley, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Opalite, Taylor Swift, Q104. Alyssa, tell me about what happened to the Ohio State kids. Nothing bad, by the
way.
Oh, yeah. Like, if there's someone listens, like, my kid goes to Ohio State, what the hell happened? No, nothing bad happened.
No, nothing bad at all. This is just cracking me up, because this is, like, college at its finest. I saw this. I think it happened last weekend. These college kids, they decided to have a challenge to see who could walk the longest without stopping after being out at the bars.
Okay.
So this is down in Columbus. And they started this at like 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah, when the bars close.
When the bars close. They ended up walking or running. I don't know if it was a combination of like a jog, what? An entire marathon. 26.2 miles all around Columbus.
No way.
I'm not joking. Like, they posted the map on TikTok of like the route that they ran or walked or whatever. And I'm like, what?
How many kids did this?
From what I'm reading, I think it's just two.
Just two kids walking 26 miles all night.
But I'm just like, dude, like, who does that? Is there really nothing going on in Columbus? Like, go to Taco Bell. I don't know.
And they did it for what reason? Just to do it?
Just to do it. Just kids being kids. See who can walk the longest without stopping.
I have questions. I'm not going to get the answers.
I do too, but you know what? Out of all the things, this is very harmless. So that's fine. I'll take it.
It's the Q Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything?
You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.